November 23, 1910. Love is enough for everything, and changes the natural virtues into divine. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking about purity, and about how I do not give a thought to this beautiful virtue, either for or against. It seems to me that on this button of purity, it neither bothers me, nor do I think about it. So I said to myself, I myself do not know how I am with regard to this virtue, but I do not want to meddle in this. Love is enough for me, in everything. And Jesus, adding to my words, told me, my daughter, love encloses everything, chains everything, gives life to everything, triumphs over everything, embellishes everything, enriches everything. Purity is content with not doing any act, gaze, thought or word, which is not honest, while it tolerates the rest. And this amounts to the acquisition of mere natural purity. Love is jealous of everything, even of one's thought and breath, as honest as one may be. It wants everything for itself, and with this, it gives to the soul not natural, but divine purity, and so with all the other virtues. So, one can say that love is patience, love is obedience, is sweetness, is fortitude, is peace, it is everything. If all the other virtues do not receive life from love, they can be called natural virtues at the most. But love changes them into divine virtues. Oh! What a difference between the two! The natural virtues are servants, the divine are queens. Therefore, may love be enough for you, in everything.